Welcome to church today. We're going to do a little different. We're not going to continue on in our study of Acts. We've been studying Acts, the book of Acts. We're just going to do topical lessons, big chunks of the Bible, on themes that will help people through these temporary times of trial. And we're going to study about faith today, and we're going to read chapter 3 of the book of Daniel. So if you have your Bibles and you want to read along with us, look up Daniel. It's in the Old Testament. It's about the middle of the Old Testament or so, in the prophets section. And we're going to study that. But first, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Then we'll sing to Him. Then we'll read our scripture together. Let's pray. Holy Heavenly Father, we bow before Your throne of grace. We're so in love with You, Lord, that we come to worship You and praise You today. Jesus, we ask You to be with us here in person as we worship and praise You, Lord. We're so grateful that salvation is available to all. And we worship a God, and one of His names is the Prince of Peace. And so today, Lord, we're asking for Your peace through this trial. We know, Father, You love us. You sent Jesus to die for us, to purchase our souls through grace. We know, Jesus, You love us because You submitted to the will of the Father, and You're here with us, supporting us through all things as our Savior. And You gave us the Holy Spirit by commandment of the Father to live in our hearts, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know You love us. We bow before You and thank You for Your great love. And we pledge our hearts to You, Lord, and we're here to tell You that we're so grateful that You are the Prince of Peace. You give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, and there's no peace on earth except for what You provide. So we thank You, Lord, for that. And we pray, Lord, for clarity of thought and compassion for one another. We pray, Lord, for patience and perseverance through this. And we pray, Lord, that we see You as a guiding light through all things in life, including this temporary trial. We love You. We thank You. And all God's people said, Amen. Let's sing our doxology together. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
John, you ready? Sally?
Yeah.
Here we go. Together, please. Like I mentioned, the Lord put in my heart to share with you from the book of Daniel, one of our prophets. And just so that you remember or know, Daniel was taken captive with many people from his village or his society as the Babylonians attacked and conquered Israel. And the reason that God allowed this, He in fact grew the Babylonian army up, was because Israel had turned from God and was doing idol worship. And He warned them, and they didn't listen, and so He conquered them through these people. Now the Babylonians had an interesting thing. What they did was they would go in, and they would have war with a country like Israel, and they would, of course, a lot of people died. But they would leave a remnant in the cities and make them pay taxes to the Babylonians. But they would take the brightest and the best and the smartest youth. Like they would have taken Johnny, for instance. And then they would take them back to their own country and they would assimilate them. And that was a great way of getting knowledge and from other countries. But it ended up with a very much of a melting pot, like America, if you will, of a society ruled by one king. And the king at this time was Nebuchadnezzar, who was an interesting character. And so Daniel and his friends, he had three friends, we're going to read about them today, they were taken captive, and they went to a strange land where their God wasn't worshipped, which is our God, the one true living God. And they had to put up with a lot of stuff. But because they worshipped our God, They did very well in this society. They were well respected. They had positions of honor and responsibility. They were, you know, very successful, if you will, because God gave them favor, because they were faithful to God. And all the people that they were working with in the administration were jealous. So they're always trying to get the Jews because they worship God and God blessed them. Okay, so that's the scene. This happened about 540 years before Christ was born, B.C. Chapter 3 of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurer, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar set up. And they stood before the image of Nebuchadnezzar set up and said, Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that all the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Verse 8. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king, Nebuchadnezzar, and he spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these three men on whom these bodies had no fire, had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trust in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. End of chapter 3. Ooh. Now, how about that for a story of faith, huh? Well, Nebuchadnezzar saw four men in the furnace, and one of them was Jesus. In this translation in the King James, it says angel with a capital A. Anytime you see angel with a capital A in the Bible, it's Jesus. Now, Jesus appeared several times in the Old Testament. One time, he appeared as a priest named Melchizedek. And Abraham paid a communion and tithing to Melchizedek, like we do Jesus. We get paid tithing to the church in Jesus' name, and we have communion in Jesus' name. So here we see that these three men, young men, that were so full of faith in God, and they defied the order of the king. Now, this statue, it represented the king, and it says here the statue was made of gold, and it was 60 cubits high. That's 90 feet. That's a big statue. And it was 6 cubits wide.
That's really skinny. Really skinny.
Tall and skinny. It was 9 feet wide and 60 feet tall. Cubits, a foot and a half. You know, if you want to know. And he set it up so that it was central to his kingdom, and it was in his image. So he was making himself an idol. Now, he was a pagan king. He didn't believe in the God of the Jews. He believed in idols. He believed in, you know, like the Egyptians had the sun god and the Nile River god and all this and that. And like American Indians, they worship, you know, mountains and the sky and the animals, you know. They worship the creation, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, thanks for the special effects.